الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمتي ولا شريعة بعد شريعتي. وقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: وأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات وذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف الرحيم. Dear respected elders and brothers in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We thank and we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us and gifted us with the gift of Iman. This Iman can never be ever overemphasized, because if a person leaves this world with this Iman, then a person is successful forever and forever and forever. If a person leaves this world without this Iman, then a person is doomed and destructed forever and forever and forever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed us in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last ummah to come onto the surface of the earth. But yet we find on the day of resurrection, Allah ta'ala will take our reckoning first. And there won't be any other ummah to enter into Jannah before the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's no Nabi or no person to enter into Jannah before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam enter into Jannah, then the ummahs that will enter into Jannah first will be the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Other benefit of this ummah that Allah ta'ala has placed us in is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for us that for little actions we do, Allah ta'ala multiplies our rewards many times, multifold. For one action, if a person just makes a niyyah of an action, of a good action, just make the niyyah, oh Allah, I'm going to give sadaqah to the masjid. Oh Allah, I'm going to give sadaqah to such and such a person. Oh Allah, I'm going to contribute to some project, feeding scheme, or someone needs help. Just the niyat. You still didn't take out the money from your pocket. You still didn't do an EFT. You still didn't do anything. You just made an intention. You were in the masjid, or you saw on your phone someone posted something, and you made an intention to do it. Already Allah Ta'ala records for you a reward. Already you got a reward for it. Already. As long as you are sincere for the intention, you're going to get the reward. Yes, if you said, now I'm going to do it so I can show these people, I can also donate, then there's no reward. Then, if a person carries out that action, the good action, Allah Ta'ala gives that person 10 times the reward of that action. Come the month of Ramadan, Allah multiplies it further by another 10 times. So 100 rewards just for one action carried out. And that is the minimum amount. Up to 700 times. Ulama mentioned 700 is not even a limit. It is just to show kathrat. It is to show a lot. Understand? Like how when you tell your child, I told you 100 times. We never count how many times, but I told you so many times and you still don't want to listen. It's like that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for one small action, Allah ta'ala grants so much. If a person makes an intention for an evil action, then there is no sun written for that person. In fact, if he made intention to do an evil action and he never carried it out because of the fear of Allah, he retracted it. He says, no, my Allah. Then there will be one reward written for him. One reward will be written on his belly. And if he carries it out, that evil action, he's not going to get 10 sins written to his account. Only one sin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the malaika, whoa, wait a minute. Don't write that sin down now for my banda. Don't write it down now. Give him some chance. Some chance. Understand? Till a certain time that maybe he'll be able to repent. When it looks like there's no chance that this person will repent, there's no regret, there's no the stuff, then afterwards the angels now are given the go ahead, write down this sin for this person. But then it's not still finished. That sin is written down. But if a person makes tawbatun nasuha, a person makes a complete and a sincere repentance. Person makes sincere repentance. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes so happy with that person. Yubaddilullah sayyatim hasanat. Allah ta'ala changes his evil deeds into good deeds. Who will do that? Someone broke your window. Understand? Now that person has to pay for the window. But you say, oh shame, this guy's a bicharo. He got no money. Understand? And it was really a mistake. It wasn't intended. Or even if it was the two children were fighting, never mind the children, forget about it. Africa, the father, never mind. Don't worry about it. So that is one. Now you'll replace the window yourself at your own expense. But the other one is you tell the person, hey, listen, the window costs 500 rand. I will repair the window 500 rand, but I'm also going to give you 500 rand hadiah. Uncle has gone mad. He's lost his office. Understand? But that is Allah. A person committed the sin. Allah Ta'ala forgives the sin. But the same punishment that the person was supposed to receive, now it's no more punishment, it turns into a reward. Yubaddilullah sayyatin hasanat. Allah Ta'ala will change the evil into good deeds. Then Allah Ta'ala takes it a step further. The place that he committed that sin, casino, the pub, drinking there somewhere, in the street, girlfriend, mall, whatever it is, that place that the person committed that sin, Allah Ta'ala makes it such that that whole place forgets about that sin. Because you must remember, on the day of Qiyamah, this lips will be a zip, sealed, closed. Maybe not a zip like, but it will be closed, sealed. So what is going to talk? These body parts are going to talk. Your hands are going to talk. Your legs are going to talk. Your stomach is going to talk. Your head is going to talk. The legs will say, now you are thinking, hey, we're all going to go to Jannah together. But that person, that legs is saying, hey, this guy took me to the casino. This hand is going to say, this one pulled a slot machine. This one is going to say, no, I drank. Understand? We're all in this together. If you're going to talk against me, you're going to go. So I can't lie in front of Allah. My whole life I kept quiet. Now I'm given the opportunity to talk. And I've got to answer in front of my Allah. So all those body parts will also forget about that sin. Tawbatan nasuha. Sincere tawbah. The people around will also forget. Allah Ta'ala takes it a step further. The malaika writing it will also forget. The only being that will remember will be Allah. Only being that will remember is Allah. Then Allah Ta'ala has got a choice. On the day of Qiyamah, now when everything is away, now you're reckoning. So Allah Ta'ala might just remind the person, remember that son of yours. Don't worry, I forget. You are alone with Allah. We are alone with Allah. Don't worry. Forget about me. Allah, it was like a serious. Just leave it. Don't worry about it. Understand? That other one had done. Oh Allah, it was just me alone in the bedroom under a blanket with a cell phone. But just like too tempting. Allah said, don't worry. That Ramadan, you know that 27 night you made a tawbah. Forget it. Don't stress. It's gone. Understand? But the reason Allah Ta'ala will remind us now when Allah Ta'ala tells this son, that son, that son. Nice day, no chance to enter into Jannah. Where's my chance to enter into Jannah? I've got no chance. Leave it to answer. Allah will say, leave it to answer. You look around, you check. No one day. It's only Jannah. On one occasion, incident, inshallah, if I can remember it 100% correctly, on Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and his people, there was a drought. No rain whatsoever. It was like dry. So Musa alayhi salam told the people, listen, you know, like how we get Salatul Istisqa. Go out in the field and you make dua. He told men, women, children, everyone come out. Let us all make dua together to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they making dua, they begging from Allah, they crying. Imagine the Nabi of Allah is also there. So finally Allah Ta'ala says, oh Musa, it won't rain. But why? He says, there's one person that is sitting in your gathering. He has really angered me. Understand? He's committed the sin. And that person knows who he is. He's taken something unjustly. He knows who he is. Unless that person stands up and walks out, it's not going to rain. I will not make it rain. So Musa alayhi salam made the announcement. He said, oh people, understand, this is what Allah says. Musa alayhi salam was Kalimullah. He should talk directly to Allah. This is what Allah says. So that person was in the gathering. He knew who he was. So he dropped his head. He says, oh Allah, my whole life you concealed the sin of mine. You concealed it from me. Oh Allah, I seek repentance. Oh life, I'm going to stand up. What are the people going to think of me? They're going to reject me for the rest of my life. They're going to reject me. They're going to throw me one side. And he makes tawbah, and he makes tawbah. Anyway, no one gets up and it starts raining. Musa alayhi salam says, ya Allah. The people are saying, oh Musa, what you say? The person must stand up. No one stand up, but it's raining. Understand? Musa alayhi salam is baffled. He asks, oh Allah, what happened? How come it started to rain? Musa alayhi salam, don't worry. My banda made tawbah. And it's because of his tawbah I'm causing it to rain for everybody else. So Allah Ta'ala, Musa alayhi salam says, oh Allah, show me who is this banda that you have chosen him so much, you love his tawbah so much, you love his tawbah so much, that you cause it to rain for everybody. After a huge drought. Says, oh Musa, if I'm going to show you, alayhi salatu wasalam, if I'm going to show you who this person is, then the person's sin won't be concealed. I conceal his sin when he committed the sin. Now that he made tawbah, how am I going to reveal it to you? He made tawbah, he forgot about it. Forget about it, it's finished, wiped out. So this is how merciful our Allah is. This is how merciful our beloved Allah is. The thing is, we have lost hope in Allah. We have forgotten who our Allah is. Understand? Allah Ta'ala says, verily my mercy overpowers my anger. Understand? Allah Ta'ala says, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah Ta'ala reminds us in the beginning of the Quran Kareem. Tells us before you even start the Quran Kareem, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I'm starting in the name of Allah who is the beneficent and the merciful. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. The two great qualities of Allah that shows mercy. It shows mercy. Ulama Mufassirin give different various explanations. One refers to specific mercy only for the believers. Understand? The month of Ramadan, the rewards that we will get, the believers entering the Jannah, that is specific. And the other one is general. Whether it is a kafir, whether it is the biggest sinner, whether it is the biggest oppressor, what Allah Ta'ala sends down rainy sins for everybody. Allah Ta'ala gives sunlight, Allah Ta'ala gives for everybody. Allah Ta'ala gives the air, oxygen, Allah Ta'ala gives for everybody. Whether the person is a believer or not believer, he's also benefiting. The lungs that Allah Ta'ala has given us, walking, talking, eating, digesting of the food, all the bounties of Allah, Allah Ta'ala gives it for everybody. Whether the person is a believer or not. So Allah Ta'ala says, I'm all encompassing, my mercy is all encompassing for everything and for everybody. Understand? So everything in that, Allah Ta'ala encompasses. So we should not become unmindful of the mercy of Allah. Don't become unmindful of the mercy. So now, the closing days of Ramadan, let us make that sincere tawbah. Let us make that sincere tawbah. So Allah, you forgive. Allah, you forgive. This ma'amala, this matter is only between me and you, Allah. Allah, you are the merciful, Allah, you forgive. And Allah, I want to change. I don't want to go back to my old habits. I don't want to do all the wrong things that I was doing in the past. Allah, you change my life. Everyone is saying, oh, Ramadan went so fast. Oh, we can't believe it. This is gone. Our life is also going. How much time is left? Everyone is happy to say, happy birthday, uncle. Happy birthday, dada. Happy birthday, nana. Happy birthday, cha-cha. And they say, everyone is saying, happy. Everyone is happy to say that. What are we celebrating? What are we celebrating? 40 years of our life gone? 50 years of our life gone? Do we know how much is left? I can safely say, if we are on 50, we pass a halfway mark. We already passed three-quarters for most of us. Understand? How much do we have left? That is what we must celebrate. Are we celebrating what we got left? Or celebrating what is gone? What is gone is gone. Understand? What is gone is gone. We've got to make tawbah for what we didn't do right. And if we did right, we've got to ask Allah to accept it. What guarantee we got that Allah is going to accept it? Understand? So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us to understand.